They come with them?
No one comes. They come when buyers are here.
I have seen different things. No. I have seen ladies come and boys are not here.
No. Only you are desperate, you come.
So you cannot turn away somebody who is desperate. You cannot reject somebody who is desperate. That is the regular principle. I have not seen anyone who looks fearful in this place. Everybody looks very peaceful.
Peaceful.
Like a father with his sons and daughters.
Sometimes I sleep.
I've seen that. But nobody becomes afraid. They accept it.
But they fear.
Yes, a little they fear. But not strongly. Because they know you.
Yesterday I was so much.
I know, I saw them. I saw them.
But willingly, I think.
I think
not by throat.
I think that there must have been a good reason, and I think you must have been helping that person by becoming so angry. That is my understanding. Because there must be something you want to correct. And it firmly you have to help. Otherwise, I don't think it
will. I want to operate.
Yes, that's something else. I hope your operation is successful.
That I do. He played away before operation.
He did not get operated.
I wanted to operate.
When he saw the knife, he changed his mind and kept his sickness.
Two minutes.
So, first of all, yesterday you went to Gopinath and to Dasana Gopinath. And you took those people from Delhi. You took a couple from Delhi. So, in front of the Pandal, the Babaji was there. You explained how this was Lalita and Radharani.
Who?
You.
You heard?
I heard.
Oh, very good.
But meaning is not clear. But then you said something about Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Lalita and Vishaka, and then that lady asked, so is this Vishaka, Lalita Vishaka, or Radharani? I want to know how you explained your, what was your explanation of that point?
Because you want to inform me all these things.
I want to understand how can we Lalita Vishaka and Lalita Radharani at the same time? I want to know how expertly you explain that.
You are very great, thief.
If I was a great thief, I would understand what you had said. I'm a little thief.
You want to?
How did you give explanation of that point?
Black thief. So that is remembering. So we'll not come to you.
You want me to turn it off and then you can explain?
They'll still come to you.
Because we will never be able to explain like you can explain. So we will tell something and I will become confused. And I will come to you to get proper explanation.
Very good. That will mean you have to come.
They will all come to you. I think you are afraid that more will come to you, not less will come to you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was covered with Radha, covered by the body of him, in power of that. And this beauty was of complex of then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Dwarka in Jagannath Mandir to change himself to be a deity in Krishna. And when he comes to Chotaguti Raya, he thinks himself that I am in because there is a Kanyan tree.
As Radharani thinks for Krishna.
Next thing. Krishna thinks by the mood of Radharani. Because his whole mood is of Radhika. So his mood as of Radhika is but Mahaprabhu that I am in Vrindavan. Here is Kesi Ghat, here is that Bansi River, and here is Govardhan, and here is the garden of Vrinda. And he becomes then he looks in, oh, I am in Vrindavan. At once Radha Bhav somewhat subsides. And Krishna Bhav perfectly comes. And then he thinks himself that I am Krishna. So he becomes Krishna. No? And Sarup Damodar and Gadadhar are there and Rayana, not Rayana, but perhaps Rayana. So, Gadadhar becomes in the Radhika, in the left. And Sarup Damodar becomes in the Radhika. And thinking Krishna, Radha and Lalita both, Gadadhar and Sadamba both become like Krishna.
So the deities are manifestations of those personalities themselves.
And they become the thinking and thinking Krishna, they become Krishna Bhava. And mood also comes like Krishna. Then Lalita, that is Sarup Damodar, Lalita took the cloak of Krishna and began to this is the
thing. This is the inner.
Inner. But here also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dig up the Gopinath in the form of Siddhi came out.
In the form of Siddhi?
Siddhi.
Not standing.
That's what Babaji was saying.
Oh.
That there are so many things, there are so many books that he can insist in. And Lalita and Vishaka also came out from time.
At the same time.
In the same.
Mm-hmm.
And see that exactly.
This must be one of many opinions, though. This must be only one opinion. Means that our in Chaitanya Chaitanya our commentary.
Chaitanya Chaitanya is no commentary about it.
But it's sometimes
only it has been told there that only Gopinath was.
Yes.
No of Radhika. I think that later on only Bhakti has been. But the mood is the same.
So in all the different ideas, the mood is like this. It may have happened a little bit like this.
Like so. It may be others are thinking in other ways.
Yes.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called assimilate.
But we think that he sat down for the prisoners that are the punishment.
When Siddhartha Pandit was worshipping Kota Gopinath, were Lalita and Vishaka there, the other deities there?
In this country, we don't find
no authoritative reference.
But yes, we should believe that Radha and Krishna and Lalita are there. No confusion, nothing. Whether they are from original, they are Adha. Then before you see, you could see that Lalita
but sometimes we say that Lalita and Vishaka are the same.
Lalita and Vishaka
can be both. There is no fault in thinking either one. The other day, you said that you knew something about this Mukunda, who is Vrinda Devi. Because I asked you, does Vrinda Devi play any part?
I told that I will tell you this in Mathura, I will see you this.
I checked it in my list, I had some of the 13-foot photographs in literature, and it said this Srikanda Mukunda. I just wanted to know if Vrinda Devi played any role in Mahatma.
I knew I was doing counting. If I used to see that Vrinda Devi, always in Vrinda Devi, in love, and you should say,
but if Mahaprabhu...
We don't know that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vrinda, who was Vrinda Devi?
I was just wondering if she played any role in his pastimes, or she had no reason.
She could do bhajan.
Okay. Yeah, at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells the six obstacles in.
This is great.
Did Mahaprabhu write those prayers at the end of his life here, or were they written earlier?
What?
When did he write those prayers? At what
when
point?
Did prayer?
When did he compose the six
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in Gambhira, in last stage. And he used to explain it so some of the Hindu. It has been written here. Vaimata Mahaprabhu Vaishya Nilachari 20th last 20th. Vaimata Vaishya Nilachari. Otherwise you are still to be a Devala. Sorry for an amount of age to be in the family. Rapti being a rock, we flow as water. Nanabha Uthe Prabhu Hapta Chokura Ro Dhanne Dev Arti Utkantha Sampo Tej Tej Bhave Nije Slo Koriya Slokar Arthasvadaya Dhi 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 Dhi
কোনোদিন কোনোভাবে শ্লোক কথা সেই শ্লোক আশা দিকে রাখি যাবে। He used to compose so many shlokas, also Sarvastamada and Raya Ramananda, and they used to explain each other. Harsya Prabhu Kahanu Srimad Ram Raya, Nam Sankirtan Kalau Paramu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell into Sarupa Ram Raya, both Sarvastamada and Raya Ramananda, that in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. Best sadhana. Sankirtan Yajna Karo Krishna Aradhana, Kaita Sumeda Baya Sri Krishna. So they will do Kirtan, they will have surely Krishna peace. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told that Jagai Sankirtan prayer vision to be similar to those who are certainly so intellectual. Somebody said, that should be Jagya. And that Jagya and Nam Sankirtan is also. And that should be done Sanga Upanga Astra Parta. Sang means Nityananda Prabhu. Sanga. Upanga means Advaitacharya. Astra means Nam Sankirtan. Parthatam means all kinds of path. Sat Namodara Ramananda Gadada Pandit. And all of that. And after that, now it is in the guidance of them. It should do this. So, in Sarkal Yuga, it has been decided that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. Nam Sankirtan hai Sarvarna Thanasa Shubhodaya Krishna Premier. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed a slow and slow. And Rupa Goswami wrote it, and all the slokas were given in Satyava. So in last days, in Puri, in Gambhira, these slokas were chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Ramananda and Sarupa.
So many days we've been speaking so much to so many people. Yes.
The great Acharya wrote one message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a madman, that everyone here has become mad by him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in material and the material world. tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic bhava. Has spoken these words.
But
this message was given to.
But you understand.
I don't know, I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to ask you.
You should read that.
Because after that, everybody became unhappy. Swarup Damodar became unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
What you are understanding by this?
These words?
They have explained anything?
There's no explanation given along with these verses.
But they have any.
Only the verses.
In this translation is there?
Just what I told you.
But
the truth informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love.
What is this?
Bola in Bengali? Here, rice is.
This is translation.
Yes.
And what is it?
Translation. This is the word for word translation.
And this
is the full translation of the verse. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer.
And those?
Now mad with ecstatic love.
What is it?
Means in. Owl.
Yeah, owl means?
Owl is a type of sex, isn't it? A group of people who have upper sampradaya.
Then kotare sat bar parbe and buy in the market of Calcutta and you had some problem.
Sell in the marketplace and you will have some profit. The meaning of the verse, I don't know, we're asking you.
No, what?
Those now mad in ecstatic love.
Ecstatic love
means? It just says the word all. And that is the translation. Persons who have become mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love,
ecstatic manager.
Ecstatic
love manager.
Usually means a friend.
You should see here.
Yeah.
He is telling that this tea market rice is full, but no one is willing to
buy it.
Here, who are not willing to buy, and what is rice? What is it?
Material thing, representing material pleasure.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought rice to sell. But now everyone has that thing and they have collected so much that they don't want to take me, then what is the meaning, right?
Please inform him that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought it from Guru Vrindavan, that's right. But now it is not in the Vandiyan market. What is the meaning?
It lies in him.
In a bond and it has been...
So much of it, they have so much already.
Yeah, it has been given so much. Those who were requiring, their requirement is good. So, they don't want because they had that right. If a man has collected so much right, why he will collect more? So they are wanting in fixed. So in market, no want of right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Krishna Prem from Golok Vrindavan. What Prem? What Braj Prem? What is the meaning of Braj Prem?
Following in the mood of the residence of Braj.
And in peace, in what? So it is best.
Yogi.
And that prince, and all other prince have been given in all use. But only that thing was not. But
Gopi prince.
So here Gopi prince is right. Understand? Samajh rahi hai. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is back and he has given to wholesale dealers. Those are wholesale dealers,
the devotees,
Rayanamananda, Sultanamoda, Nityananda Prabhu, Adhita Chai, Paramananda Puri, Sultan. These are wholesale. And they are in Delhi. Delhi means main center. And the dealer, wholesale dealer in Bombay, in Calcutta, in other places, also wholesale. They are in Vrindavan, the wholesale dealer is Kaudukshan, Kaudukshan. In Navadvip, Advaita Acharya, Sivat Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. In Puri, Saldamodar, Raya Ramananda, all are there. And they are selling to others. And they are seed market. Who are Mukunda, Murari and all other Krishna Das, Kabiraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das, they are
all the seed market. And they are also selling.
Then, and from them, in other shops, in so many countries, so many big merchants and some less, and other, Samananda Prabhu, Rairam,
Narakam
Thakur, Rairam, and there are so several, they are merchants. Then, very little classes of shopkeeper. And then
small ones.
And from then all a small. And from a small all classes of person coming from Belgian part and then. Now there's the full thing. Whole market.
Everything is right everywhere.
Rice is coming, but not selling. What is this? All the body is there. And rice will be?
You know?
No.
Sold. So, merchants should sell in the low price. Samajh rahe hain ki nahi samajh rahe
hain? Anakam Gatharva Chaitana.
Anakam
Gatharva.
So you shouldn't go at such a low rate.
So now all requirements have been fulfilled. So take that rice and send it to move
the original place from which it came.
From where it has come? Where from?
Mahaprabhu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should return with his whole life.
So everyone understood this when they heard this? Or only a few people understood what it meant? Well, Samadha understood what it meant.
And now on, also, everyone can understand. They don't know what is right. Here it is written. What is it?
Yes, it says, who is mad with ecstatic love and not interested in the material world.
What is it mean?
It doesn't, it's not clear, it's hidden. It's lost. It's clear.
One cannot understand. It means that the right is that defect. What do you think? And now anyone is not wanting that. But the real meaning is not.
In a meaning is.
Atolo
Dharmagalanda.
Atolo Dharmagalanda.
See,
Buddha.
Atolo Dharmagalanda. Kolkata difficult.
Yes, we are Magalanda.
Then after that, Mahaprabhu became quite mad.
Whoa. If I will tell everything, then you will not come again and anymore.
Oh, that is not true.
And you are taking it. Yeah.
We will come. We will come much more. You will have a problem.
Up, please, Samyana.
We were wondering how the people of Puri reacted when they would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu running around in his madness in his last days. So many years he was feeling so much separation.
We were wondering how the people in Puri who were not associates of Mahaprabhu, how they understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood when he was going here and there.
Understand?
What they thought?
Nothing.
They thought he was just some disease.
Like so many persons I have come with, they don't know. So, but especially all the inhabitants of Puri, they in the regard. Like the thing.
So they understood something, what it was to do?
Some knew that he is saint, and some knew that he is Krishna, and some know that he is Jagannath. Because he and his associates knew that he is Krishna, and he is Jagannath. Radhamananda knew him as a Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. Also,
when he went to South India, when Mahaprabhu went to South India, he convinced everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So was he able to do the same here in Puri?
He has done it first.
Here? Just here?
From here he began. Hmm.
So everyone here was chanting Hare Krishna?
Everyone chants now?
When they see us, sometimes they'll say Hare Krishna.
One
no.
Only the persons were civilized, knew something, and fire. Otherwise, all the who catch fishes, Mandya, and all, they can respect. No.
but there must have been some specialty to being here at the time of Mahaprabhu. Because you told us that you can take birth at this time, this time, this time, and then in the time of Mahaprabhu is directed. So they are
but
getting.
But they don't care at that time, also at this time. They are always engaging. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumps into space. And the person
walks
and they become mad.
In the end of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it says that Krishna Das Kaviraj says, I am just giving a little, and in future, more elaborate explanation of Mahaprabhu's pastimes will be given by Vyasadeva. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning is this, what you are understanding. What meaning you are not understanding. What word is there that you are not understanding.
How will it come that there will be more and more and more revealed?
You are not understanding. You have been
well, you're
so much far away from India and you are coming, we are coming and all others are coming. Hundreds and hundreds of foreign and also.
Yes, yes.
It was not so much tricky in India also at the time of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, it's there in every city, every country.
So it doesn't mean that more pastimes will be told. It means that more people will hear them.
He said by Vyasadeva.
Yes, he
why
said that Vyasadeva will sell more pastimes.
Who?
In the book it says.
And if Vyas will come and write. Can I read that?
Correct.
Vishnu Acharyavati has, Thakur has written. Thakur no Thakur has written so many times. We are writing so many times. And after that, after that,
more and more will come.
So they're all considered Vyas.
Your husband can write.
But we cannot add anything, we can only
repeat.
You can add. Is there some special inner significance to the pastime of Chota Haridas? Why Mahaprabhu rejected him at that time? Seeing him?
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram.
You ask, and you get better results.
We have. Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Stop not dancing.
Hare Ram, Hare.
We have a question from Captain
14. Now I'm sorry.
You were supposed to rest this afternoon after prasad. Didn't you rest after you took prasad? You were supposed to save some for us.
Saving some Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna.
So many other difficulties to hear you there. Yes.
You have to jump on this.
There are so many tortillas and tortillas there.
Yes, so many. You can't come, you can't come. Don't tell her we're going. Then you get there, you can't get in the room. Your room is so small. So many people coming. You're talking so soft. Cannot hear. Yeah, it's chapter 14, isn't it? Mahaprabhu compares his mind to the mystic yogi. We were hoping you would explain that. And his senses are the disciples of his.
Just come. Dr. Hayes, what is concerned?
This comes. This is But there are some restrictions, no?
There is no impediment. No impediment.
What?
I said there is no impediment.
We will have to obey our instruction.
Govardhan Hill.
Who lifted the?
Govardhan Hill.
Srimati Radhika. Because she is like a Shakti in Krishna body. And Krishna lifted it by his own power. Power is Srimati Radhika. He is not looking outwardly, but she is in Krishna body, and she has gifted. But for ordinary person, they see that Krishna has gifted. To some extent it is right, but to very deep, if you think, then we will see that Radha gifted.
It seems that Radha
all things, but Krishna is taking the credit for it. Krishna may have some mood of praise, but anyone can praise him. This is not correct, but yes, it seems. But Radhika don't want any praise. He does everything hidden behind. And he thinks that everyone knows, should know, that Krishna is doing everything, I am not doing. But behind, he is doing. Why she does man? To please Krishna. What she does for the happiness? And Krishna, what does for happiness of Krishna? We will reach there, then we can realize all this. We are in path, but now we are in lower steps. But then we will be upper stage. If that, then we can be alive.
Were we chanting Hare Krishna before we came to the material world? No.
The Kalpana Bhagavad Guru says that
you said you would answer when we came back this side.
All will be anger.
What anger?
All. Why?
Actually, he said mature.
Because I have come to take rest here by the suggestion of doctor. for 2 or 3 days I was feeling so much free.
Yes.
So I,
because after Radhashtami, you were talking to so many people, so much activity.
I will take rest.
In Mathura, we will try again.
Right, we're wanting to know.
We have one question we have asked you already twice, and you told us Mathura. So we're in the wrong place now. So
no,
we
but
have to wait for Mathura.
Brinda Devi's right here, isn't she? The question was, what activities did Brinda Devi perform in Chaitanya Leela?
Brinda
Devi?
Do you remember we asked that question? Was it with somebody else in Chaitanya Leela? Mukunda.
Let Brinda Devi in Vrindavan. Don't take it outside of Vrindavan. Kundalata, Brinda Devi, Lalita, Vishakha also. And they have practiced less and less kalpa. Usne kuch hari katha sunti thi ki nahi? In doing it can save so many years and births and births. उसमें ले लें हमको realize करना है अब तुम लोग बहुत कुछ सुनिए realize करने की